So I'm here with Alex from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
You're welcome.
So what is it that you do for SQL Server, and in particular with SQL Server 2008?
I joined Microsoft about a year and a half ago, and I was a Dundas employee for about 10 years. And we do data visualization. We do charts, maps, and gauges, and now we're taking this great technology and we put it into reporting services. And as part of our new release, we have a new version of the chart, which has much more features than the original CatMai version of the chart. And we have a completely new visualization, which is a gauge control, which is also part of the CatMai.
And a lot of people are excited about that. So what have been some of the key engineering challenges when trying to get 2008 out the door?
Most of the time, it's lots of work. Like, we want to do so many, and we always have these restrictions. We have the product to ship. And the challenges with the visualization, I think, is that how to educate people what the correct type of visualization is for a specific scenario. Like, when to use visualization, when not over to use them, and things like that. Like, for example, as with the chart control, we, like, everybody knows what the chart control is, but what chart type is suitable for different scenarios. Like, when should I use a column chart versus the funnel chart, things like that, I think are the most challengeable.
And that's interesting. So do we have any sort of resources to help people make those decisions?
This is a work in progress. This is one of the things that we want to concentrate in the future. And right now, our main goal was to try to provide options for people so that they can. We have more chart types, we have more different features in the chart, and we hope that in the next version we'll be able to spend more time trying to kind of automate the process so that you point to your data and then we ultimately generate the visualization for you, which is the best fit, which can be a chart or something else.
Interesting.
Yes.
So with 2008, I know in addition to making the charts that we had before
yes.
look nicer, we also have some new chart types. So are there some in particular that you think people should look at and see how they might apply to their data visualizations?
There is very many different chart types. And as I said, people have to be using them correctly. For example, we just introduced a new funnel chart type, which is a very popular chart type in marketing applications, where this is probably number one chart type to use. And there's also chart types like polar chart types and radar chart types has a very unique niche where this is supposed to be used. And I think it will be very interesting to for all the CatMai users to kind of look at the additions that we put in. And it's not just the chart types. Like, one of the things I want to mention that many features that we currently have in the chart, they not allow the users to display the same data with a different chart type, but also try to simplify the process for, I'll give you just an example. For example, we have this great feature which is called scale breaks that automatically split the axis and allows you to show an extremely high value in the line chart. So we're not only introducing new chart types, we're going back to an old proven chart types and we delivering more value there. We bring in more additional features, how to lay out the labels, how to deal with the axes, and things like that.
Now you can have multiple axes.
Yes.
Another
yes, you
big
can
improvement.
Have multiple axes, which was, I think, in UConn, it was the most asked question for reporting services. Can
right.
have a second axis.
Yeah, so
yes,
people are excited about
can,
that.
Yeah, we can have that.
Great. So what's your role? Are you a developer? Are you a PM?
I'm a developer.
Okay.
I'm a developer. I'm a principal developer, and I was a developer at Dundas, and I'm a developer here, so I'm pretty much working on the code, working on the chart control and the gauge control and developing code.
Cool. So SQL Server 2008 is almost out the door. You must
Correct.
Be pretty excited about
yes.
that.
Yes. So it was a long, long period of time, and it was for us, because we knew Microsoft employee, it was the first real project that we had to experience, and we learned tons of new interesting things about how Microsoft actually works. We meet tons of interesting new people here at Microsoft, and I learned tons of new things, and it was a really enjoyable process.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.